The mystery of Parsha Tetzaveh is that if someone asked you what's the theme of it, you would have to say in a word or two words, Big Day Kehuna. It's the priestly vestments, what the Kohen Gadol is going to wear, what the Kohanim in general are going to wear, Kohen Hedyot, and we're studying Masechet Yuma this year. So, okay, it makes sense. But there's a paragraph at the beginning of Parsha that doesn't seem to add up. The Parsha has to do with something that seems to be a holdover from a previous section. Should have gone really in the section related to the Mishkan's construction itself. Starts with the words, page 464, Vatat etzaved b'nei Yisrael, v'ikhu eilach Hashem en zayit zach katit lama'or, lehalot ner tamid. You shall command the b'nei Yisrael, who? All of them. And they, all of them, it sounds like, shall take for you specially pressed olive oil that is crushed in a particular way. Yeah, it's pressed pure olive oil that's going to be used for illumination to cause a ner tamid, to burn. Where? And then it tells you that Aaron HaKohen is going to arrange it, etc. Yeah? And it'll be for all time. But if you look at the Parsha before, meaning the end of Parsha Truma, you see that it was discussing the, there's a nice diagram here, right? Talking about the Kal'ei HaChatzer, the curtains that go around to form the courtyard area. If you look at the rest of the Parsha, pretty much, with the exception of the last Parsha of Parsha Tetzaveh, the whole of the Parsha is about Big Day Kehuna. Just threw in, by the way, we should have oil. This animates the Bali Medrash to already see this Parsha not only as literally the collection of olive oil for the purpose of lighting the lights physically, but also that there's great symbolic import to this initial parsha, certainly initial pasuk. Just like V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti betocham has a literal rendering, but of course, in many drushas and shiurim, one hears about the other mikdash, whether it's a mikdash ma'at, whether it's the mikdash of the home, we heard in a drusha last Shabbos, whether it's the self, right? V'asu li mikdash. So there's something going on here as well. The Bali Medrash pick it up here. I didn't bother giving you the psukim with the Hebrew and the English because I think all of us know these psukim pretty much like the back of our hand. It's from the middle of the Medrash in Shemot Rabbah, it's line 4 to this parsha. Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam. The candle of God is the soul of a human being. So if Hashem has lamps, the lamp is the soul of the human being. Here it seems to refer to the candle as such. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehei Neiri B'yadcha V'Nercha B'yadi. Let my lamp be in your hand. Let your lamp be in my hand. Ve'ezo nero shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the lamp of Hashem that is in our hand? Zu Torah. Shenamar. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Mahu ki ner mitzvah. Ela kol mi she'oseh mitzvot. Hu ki ilu madlik ner lifne HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umechaye nafsho shenikra ner shenemar ner Hashem nishmat Adam. The candle of God that is in our hand is the Torah, meaning the mitzvahs. When we do mitzvahs, we are lighting a ner, so to speak, in front of Hashem. What ner are we lighting? The ner that is really in God's hands, and that is, as it were, in His hands, so to speak, the nefesh, the neshama. Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam. What emerges from this midrash is you have on the one side Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam, and the other side Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. They're interlocking. There are two arms holding on to each other. And that's the line 4. Again, Hashem says, let your my lamp, be in your hand. Let your lamp be in my hand. Right? We fuel, so to speak, says the Medrash, our own candle that is in the hands of Hashem through the mitzvahs that we accomplish, that we do. The Sfat Emet, in his role as, I'm calling him super commentary on the Medrash itself is already a commentary, it's a commentary already on a commentary, and we'll see how it circles back to Parsha Tetzaveh shortly, but first to understand the idea of the Medrash, and then we'll dial back to see how it fits in the Parsha. On line 11, says as follows, it's in Tuf Reish Lamed Hay from the year 5635, also known as 1875. B'medrash ner mitzvah v'chulei, neri b'yadcha v'chulei, ner Hashem nishmat adam. Perush, ner Hashem, ki hashgachato yitbarach batachtonim, hu al yidei nishmat b'nei Yisrael. The meaning of the ner Hashem here the candle of God is that God's providence in the lower realms, meaning in the physical world, is really through the neshama of the Jewish people. According to the service done by the Jewish people, meaning of Hashem, of mitzvahs, mamshichin hashgachar Hashemit barach ve'arat panav ba'olam. We draw down more providence of Hashem, may His name be blessed, and the illumination of His countenance in the world. Right? To the extent that we are, you could use the expression, the plenipotentiaries of the Almighty.
A light to the world.
A light to the world, if you will. Thank you. What is that light? It's the light, as it were, that we bring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. The Sfat Emet, we've seen weeks in a row now. These are, I don't know what word to use. They're very expansive ideas. They belie some of the canards that have been spoken about the Hasidim as being closed. He's saying, what we do in the world, our actions, our interactions, remember we saw this in Yitro, this came up again in Truma, comes up here, right? Our actions, according to what we do, we're drawing down the providence of God into the world, and as it were, the light of the countenance of Hashem into the world, through our actions. Neri biyadcha, nercha biyadi. There's an interrelationship between God's lamp, the Torah, and our lamp, our soul, in what we do in this world. Sorry, you want to say?
Is there significance in that he's making the connection between Nishmat Adam to Nishmat Bnei Israel?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The Ner Hashem is Nishmat Adam, but the corporate entity of Yisrael is Adam, as if we are one person. The Gemara in one place says, thank you for pointing it out, the Gemara in one place points out, I don't remember where it is, Baba Batra, I think, maybe Sanhedrin, that the Jewish people are called Adam. We're like one body, like we're one self. You know, spread ever. Therefore, if you injure one part, the whole body systemically feels it. So I think it's eminently reasonable that there's a connection, yeah? Right? Perish Ner Hashem, line 11 again. Perish Ner Hashem ki yishgach ashgachato yidbarach patachtonim hu al yedei nishmat b'nei Yisrael. But the point is the Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam, is the Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam, the collective of the people, but that God has given us His lamp, as it were, which is the Ner Mitzvah. When we do the mitzvah, we're lighting that lamp that God has given us, and that becomes the Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam. There's a cyclical dimension to it. But the point that we're the ambassadors of the Almighty in this world, what we do draws the Almighty, so to speak, more into the world. The Sfat Emet fills it out. V'yesh, line 15, V'yesh shnei minei choshech, two types of darkness. Aleph, al yedei ha-yetzahara, v'sitra achra, shehu choshech mamash. V'yedei ha-mitzvot, mevatel ze ha-choshech. One is the evil inclination, the sitra achra, very common in Hasidut, based on Kabbalistic literature, sitra achra would be the other side. It means whatever is good, it's on the other side. We'll leave it at that for now. Right? So that's a working definition. Okay? So it's real darkness, negative darkness, but mitzvahs light candles. Mitzvahs light up lights in an otherwise dark world. V'zeh shekatuv ki'ilu madlik ner lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perush shemechin makom lachul sham kvod malchuto yitbarach. When I do a mitzvah in the world, I brought more Kedusha into the world. Where there is darkness in the world, I brought illumination. What illumination is that? The illumination of God's presence. Because I lit the lights by doing the mitzvah. I added light into an otherwise dark existence. But there is And through this, the person sustains, or maybe the word is better, vivifies, brings life to their own soul, which is called an air. It's in a cyclical dimension. It's dark. We have something that God gave us, which is the capacity to light lights, which are mitzvahs. When we do that lighting of lights, we illuminate an otherwise dark world. What's the illumination, so to speak? Hashem's presence is more in that place. I built a sukkah as a spatial mitzvah. I put on tzitzit, or I lit Shabbat candles. Anything that's literally lighting candles. When you do it, you've created a space, a receptacle. And don't forget, when we refer to ner, what we really mean is it's actually really the receptacle. It's the candle, that's not the flame. It's the receptacle.
Where the oil sits.
Exactly. It's the receptacle. This is a very, very important thing, right? It's the receptacle for the ore. Be that ore in oil that's lit, a candle of wax, whatever it is. But the point is, it's the receptacle as such. The second kind, line 18. Perush shigam, and I don't know if it's supposed to be perush or the letter bet. I didn't check it. This is from the Bar Ilan CD, my print copy I have in my office, but I didn't go back to check it. This might be number two. This is the second one. Shigam or ha'elyon nikra etzlenu choshech. I'm going to say this just as it is, and you can draw links to science if you like. I don't know. In English, you would translate this as the light that is supernal, meaning the light of spirituality, is such that for us, it's called darkness. You could call this also dark energy. We have visible energy called light. There is something apparently called dark energy. I'm not claiming any scientific knowledge here. I'm just reading Svas Emes. But it's interesting that there is such a concept that science has just discovered within the last period of time called dark energy. I have a very, very cursory understanding of it. Back to the Svas Emes. There is an Or Elyon, there is a light that is so high, so hard for us to cognize, to understand, from a spiritual vantage point, Lachein Nikra Choshech. To us, even though it is, so to speak, to use the analogy, a blinding light, it is so powerful that to us, we would call it Choshech. Not the Choshech of absence, but the Choshech of such presence that I can't even see it. I don't have any connection to it as such. But through a person illuminating the physical darkness, the darkness rather of corporeality, of physicality, by lighting lights, one illuminates that area. So too the person will bring more light upon their own soul and spirit from this Or Elyon, which otherwise is inaccessible because it is in the beyond. It is beyond our understanding. Okay? And what the Svat Emet, I think, is alluding to here is that there are two layers. There's the direct layer of fulfillment of mitzvahs. It's the baseline, it's the foundation, it's the obvious condition that is necessary for a Jew. But it's not sufficient. And that those who are able to do mitzvahs with this kind of spiritual connectivity, whatever the word is, that a person who does enough mitzvahs, whether it's in a quantitative sense, I think it's definitely that, but also in a qualitative sense, appreciating, you know, I'm not stam, I don't know what, making a reciting Birkat HaMazon because I recited by rote. I'm connecting now to this great mitzvah of Achalta V'Sivata V'Erachta. After a point, there's this element of greater spirituality of refinement of the self from this activity as such. And he's relating it to this idea of this Or. So there are two levels of Or, and the higher level is not really accessible in our accomplishment of the mitzvah directly, but through doing the mitzvah. They can then access more that is even on a higher plane. Now, what's the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh? Line 23. Upir perush ve'ata tetzaveh. And I repeat again, just looking at the Pasuk page 464, in Perek Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, you will command the Jewish people, and they will take for you Shem and Zayid Zach. So on the face of it, the literal understanding is, you, meaning Moshe, will command the Jewish people that they should do the following. What should they do? They should take for you Shem and Zayid Zach, Katit Lama'or, Lahalot Ner Tamid. The Sfat Emet, based on this midrash, and because he's a Hasidic rabbi, says no. This is how you read it. This is what Vatat Tzaveh means. Sheyachnis hamitzvah benafshut bnei Yisrael sheyu heim atzmam hamitzvot. Ki be'emet ramach evarim means the 248 organs of the human body. Again, according to the iteration of Chazal, miyuchadim lahamitzvot. They are designated for the mitzvot. Go another step in a minute, but just stop here for 1 second. How does he read the pasuk? Ve'ata titzaved bnei Yisrael is superfluous. Could it have said tzav bnei Yisrael v'ikhoi lecha? Instead, ve'ata titzaved bnei Yisrael. You will command the Jewish people. No, you will make the Jewish people into a mitzvah, and thereby they will have taken for you shem and zayid zach, which they're going to use for the purpose of a ner. What ner? Neri biyadcha, ner chabiyadi. Shiachnis, I'm reading it again. Shiachnis ha-mitzvah, the concept of mitzvah, and mitzvah itself, b'nafsho b'nei Yisrael, sheyuhem atzmam ha-mitzvot. Ki be'emet, ramach eivarim yuchadim ha-mitzvot. Another way of speaking about the human body is, these are all devices or vehicles to perform mitzvahs. Each one has its own mitzvah, as it were. Uve gemara, va'asitem otam shnei perushim. There are two explanations in the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Tet, to the words Vasitem Otam. So if you look at the Gemara here, line 27 through 30, explains. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Hamelamed et Ben Chaveiro Torah, if you teach your friend's son Torah, Ma'ale Alav HaKatuv Ki'ilu Asa'o, the Torah accords it as if you have made him. Made this child, fashioned this child. Shenemar ve'ra nefesh asher asu b'charan. What did Avram and Sarah do? Ve'ra nefesh asu b'charan. One interpretation, at least, is the people that they brought closer to Judaism. Remember, or to monotheism. I couldn't say Judaism yet, but they brought them closer to belief in one God. Ve'ra nefesh asu b'charan. Avram agayer ha'anashim, Sarah agayer ha'anashim. Rabbi Elazar Omer, line 29, ki'ilu asa'an ledivrei Torah. Shenamar, Ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot va'asitem otam. The literal rendering of those words is, you shall guard or keep the words of this brit, and you shall do them. Va'asitem otam means fulfill them, fulfill the mitzvahs, fulfill the covenant, right? No, says the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar says, it's ki'ilu asan, if you teach your fellow's child Torah, it's ki'ilu asan l'divrei Torah, it's as if you have made words of Torah. Ushmartem et divrei habrit hazot va'asitem otam. Rava Amar, line 30, ki'ilu asa'o le'atzmo. It's as if you have made or fashioned yourself. Shenemar va'asitem otam, al tikre otam ela atem. Meaning, instead of reading it as a person has, you will do them, rather, you will be made yourselves. You keep the words of the covenant, and you will have made yourselves. Ki'ilu asa'o le'atzmo, self-creation. So what we need here is, and that's what Rabbi Sfas is talking about, Rabbi Lazar understands the word asiya, to do something, the making of something, as the making of the Torah itself. You will make Torah. You will create or fashion Torah yourselves. You will become objects of Torah, says Rava. You will be as if you have made yourself. Says the Sfas Emes, there are two perushim here, line 38, Aleph, one who fulfills a mitzvah, the Torah, or God, accords, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accords it as if they had made the mitzvah, as if they had fashioned it. Again, God gave them the instruction, here's what you do. But what did they do? They did a particular action, which is an action to relate to God. That's an action. That's as if you had made the Torah, made the mitzvah. Shnayim, Beis, line 39, ki'ilu asa atzmo, as if the person made themselves. Next page. Line 40, ayin sham Sanhedrin perek chelek, I just gave you the Gemara. Ushnea perushim heim echad. These two commentaries, these two explanations, are one explanation. Ki tikun ha'adam, hu al yedei ha'mitzvot, shetzarich liyot miyuchad la'ashem yidbarach. Because the correction, the fixing, the fashioning of the person is via the mitzvot which have to be done for the sake of God. Uniquely for the sake of God. Shehu mishulach ba'ulam rak la'asot ritzon boro. That's the shlichut. A Jew is sent into the world to do the will of his creator. We may do it, we may not do it, that's our bechira, but that's the mission. V'nimtza hu atzmo ha-mitzvah. So you yourself become the mitzvah. V'chein perush, and that's also what it means, and listen to the words, we say it all the time. Asher kidishanu mitzvotav vitzivanu. He sanctified us through his mitzvahs, and he commanded us. The Sfas Emes reads this as, he sanctified us by making us his mitzvahs, and he commanded us. this too esoteric?
Not so esoteric, but I am having trouble differentiating, number one, becoming the mitzvah, as opposed to doing the mitzvah and bringing, I get the interrelationship, and then I'm not quite sure even the pasuk batat titzaveh.
Okay, so let me go.
Where the bridge is between.
Look at back at the Midrash lines 4 through 7. What did it say? It set it up as the lamp of Hashem is the nishmat ha'adam. And then it said, the ner is the mitzvah, right? So the Midrash already set up that Hashem says, Yehe neri biyadcha, my mitzvah is in your hand, v'nercha, your neshama, is in my hand. The Midrash, what the Midrash did with that line, I mean, the line is of the Midrash, but the Midrash unpacked it by saying, what is the ner of Hashem? It's the Torah, it's the mitzvahs. When we do them, we are essentially lighting the lamps of our neshama. And that becomes the ner, the lamp, then, of Hashem. So from two disparate psukim, granted from the same Sefer, Sefer Mishlei, the Bali Medrash wove this idea that it's not just we have statement A, ner Hashem nishmat Adam, the lamp of Hashem is the neshama of a person. And number two, there's another nice idea, ner mitzvah v'torah or. The two are actually in dialogue with each other. Yehei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehei Neiri, which is my mitzvahs. My Torah is comprised of mitzvahs. Biyadcha, it's to you to do them. When you do them, then you can assert, Kiner Hashem Nishmat Adam, that the candle of God, the lamp of God, is the neshama of the person. How did that lamp get lit? By the mitzvahs that the person did. So there's a pro. You understand? Now, what does this Fas Emes do with it? He said, why did the Midrash put this? What was this? I mean, it's very nice. We're talking about candles, so you put on a nice, like, you know, a piece of Jewish, and it fits, it's good. So someone says, no, it's exactly what the Parsha with the first Pasuk is trying to teach us, is our, the desideratum, if you will, of Chazal, and of the Torah by extension, is the people make themselves into the mitzvah. What does that mean, you make yourself into a mitzvah? Okay, you have the mitzvah to do. When you do the mitzvah, you know what you're making? You're making yourself. You're making yourself into the Ner Hashem, Nishmat Adam. You're bringing Hashem's presence more into the world because you're doing an action. Someone says, why do you bother with the leather straps? Ah, as a mitzvah in the Torah to do it. So when I perform the mitzvah of Hanachat Tefillin, I put on my Shel Yad, my Shel Rosh, I'm now bringing the idea that I'm responding to the fact that Hashem gave me, as it were, His lamp, which is called mitzvahs. They're actions. They're not just lighting candles. It's actual an action. But when I did that, what's the sort of the rebound effect? Is rebounding the other direction, if you will, is, and that's line end of line 5 into line 6, right? Kol mi she'osa mitzvot, hu ki'ilu madlik ner lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaye nafsho, she'nikret ner, she'nemar, ner Hashem, nishmat Adam. If you look just at these lines of the Midrash, you notice it's A, B, A. Why did it repeat it again? Because it's trying to show you there's a cycle. What the Sfas Emes did is he grabbed onto this and he says, you understand what's going on? This was the last piece, the start of Parsha Tetzaveh, is that V'ata Tetzaveh, and that's why I highlighted line 23, She'achnis ha-mitzvah b'nashu b'nei Yisrael, she'yuhim atzmam ha-mitzvot. To see oneself as the near. I'm the receptacle. The receptacle for what? For the sense of neshama, but how does it get there? I received a near from God. Now I touch it, where? Onto my neshama, through the performance of the mitzvah. And the Sfas Emes says, you know where I got this from? It's not just that it's in the Parsha, that's what the Gemara means in the words, va'asitem otam, you shall keep the covenant and do them, but va'asitem la'asod, to make something, to fashion something, or it could be to do something, right? But how did he take it? Lashon asiya, to make something. You're either making the words of Torah. How are you making the words? You're not inventing them. You're making it manifest because you're performing the mitzvah. That's line 38, right? Otherwise, the Torah is just a book in a holy ark. You know, it's a scroll in a holy ark. It's a bookshelf. How does it live? It lives when you do the mitzvah. Ah, you brought it into the world. Okay, at the exact same time, you're making yourself. And so the Sfas Emes says, you see what that Medrash did? A, B, A? Look what I'm going to show you. A, B, right here, line 38, 39. But the truth is, it's the same thing because A, B, A. It goes around and around. And that's what that's why we read back this parsha, Ve'ata titzaved b'nei Yisrael, meaning not command them to do the following. You will make them into mitzvahs.
So So literally, tzava is, I mean, the shoresh is tzava, you know, mitzvah.
Right, tzava.
So you're literally the action.
Exactly. Look, it's homiletic. It's not the pshat. You understand? We're in the world of medrash here. But what is he doing? He's saying, but that's why in the pasuk, it says, v'tad tzaved b'nei Yisrael, how will you do this? We're back to the ner. Yeah. Okay, I got 5 minutes to do the second part. Mind-blowing. Mamash mind-blowing. Oh, I forgot I didn't finish the first one. Sorry. I did finish the first part. On line 42, did you get the little piece at the end? Asher ki desanu b'mitzvotav vitzivanu. It's not that God sanctified us through his mitzvahs and gave us commandments. Is he sanctified us through his mitzvahs? Vitzivanu. Svat Emet's drush reading is he made us the mitzvahs. Line 44, he came back to it 11 years later. There were other Torahs, but I didn't think they were as accessible. All right? B'medrash ner mitzvah. Mi she'osa mitzvah ki'ilu madlik ner lifna kodesh baruch hu u'mechaya nafso she'nikret ner Hashem v'chule. She'a mitzvah neim tikun haramach ivarim liot kli muchan baguf l'kabel he'arad ha'neshama. I should have underlined that. Right? When you do the mitzvahs, you are preparing your body, your physical self, to be a receptacle to receive the illumination of the neshama. V'hu Torah or she'esh l'chol neshama misol shorash b'Torah. Every Jew has already a root connected spiritually to the Torah. V'al zeh omrim, that's why we say v'tein chelkeinu b'Torah techa. Give us our share in the Torah, as if we already owned a part of it. We say it every day in Shemoneh Esrei, 3 times a day, yeah? Take, or 4 times, depending on the day. 5 times, depending on the day. V'tein chelkeinu b'Torah, give us our share in your Torah. We already have a share. We want to have access to it. Rak shetzrichin liot mikodem kli al yadei ha-mitzvah. You want to get the Torah or you need the ner mitzvah. V'nikra kol mitzvah ner ki kol hatarayag mitzvot klulin zeh b'zeh. And every mitzvah is called a ner because all of the mitzvahs are connected one to the other. I can't explain this more right now. Let me leave that. Okay, but all right. For people who have the Hasidish l'shem yichud that they always say, it's kamosh k'tuv v'chol tarayag mitzvah atluyin ba. You have various mitzvahs of l'shem yichud. Start off all the mitzvahs are connected to it. We won't have time to see it. Okay. We saw that already in the Medrash, line 52. But you have to be willing to nullify the body, as it were, in order to receive the illumination of the soul. Therefore, he says, the Medrash describes, the same Medrash we learned, but the next part of it, a person wants to do a mitzvah, and their evil inclination stops them and says, why are you going to spend something, you're going to expend some part of yourself, of your wealth, to do this mitzvah? Therefore, the pasuk reads, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. You want access to the Torah or? You want access to the light, the illumination of the neshama that is brought about by the Torah? You have to actually have the ner mitzvah part lined up. We don't have time right to see the Medrash. I'll leave it to you if you want to see it. Lines 57 through 60. He explains it based on how the Medrash goes. But line 62, Perish, Kshe ha'adam yodeh v'zocher, ki kol haguf v'tikuno liyot ner ukli l'kabal ha'neshama. Remember, ner doesn't mean the light of the on the candle. It's the candle. It's the receptacle. It's the, right, the kli. L'kabal ha'neshama v'zehu al yodeh achanat ha'mitzvot. The mitzvot then become a preparatory act themselves. Az ein makom liyitzahar lekatreg ki im lo yitain lemitzvah lama lo chayim she'akol achana l'torah or. Now the Sfarim had opened a new dimension, which is the aggregate of the ner mitzvahs equals the Torah or. You want to get to the access the Torah or the shoresh of every Jew that is in the Torah. You have to start with perfecting the self. How do you perfect the self? There's only one royal road. It's the Ramach Evarim corrected by the Ramach Mitzvot, by the Mitzvot Aseh, each one connected to each part of the body. If we had more time, I would connect this back to what the Sfas Emes had said, lines 15 through 20. We don't have time for that now, but you can take it home and learn it over Shabbos. Ad Kan.